RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo rejects House Constituency Fund Plan. National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia adds 5 extra flights after fire. Agrarian and Special Planning Minister praises online public service in West Java. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has rejected the proposed Constituency Fund Plan endorsed by the House of Representatives, dashing lawmakers' hopes of additional sources of funding for their respective electoral districts. Member of the Presidential Communications Team, Tetan Mastuki, said one of the reasons for Jokowi's dismissal of the plan to grant approximately 20 billion rupiah or $1.5 million to each of the 560 lawmakers for regional development projects was the country's economic slowdown. Tetan added, "The president insisted that a fundamental change in the separation of powers between the executive and legislature should not occur. The House has scheduled a plenary meeting this week to listen to lawmakers' proposals regarding services to be delivered for their constituents, which will be officially submitted by the House's Secretary General to the government for implementation." Supporters of the Constituency Fund scheme argue that the total of 11.2 trillion rupiah to be allocated to lawmakers annually was a way to help them realize their campaign promises to develop their electoral districts. However, Tetan said Jokowi instead encouraged lawmakers to fight for development projects to be delivered to their constituencies during the deliberation of 2016 state budget. National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia said on Monday that it had prepared 5 additional flights for passengers caught in delays and cancellations following a fire at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport Terminal 2E on Sunday morning. Garuda spokesperson Ihsan Rosan said, as quoted by Tempo.co, "The additional flights will serve 5 routes from Jakarta to Batam, Riau, Jakarta to Semarang, Central Java, Jakarta to Pontianak, West Kalimantan, Jakarta to Surabaya, East Java, and Jakarta to Denpasar, Bali." Ihsan admitted there were still several flights that were delayed until early this morning. He gave an assurance that the extra flights would not disrupt other regular flights. A fire broke out in a VIP lounge at the airport on Sunday morning, causing disruption to departures and arrivals. Airport police suspect the fire was caused by an electrical short circuit in the lounge. Indonesian Minister of Agrarian and Special Planning, Head of National Land Agency Ferry Mursidan Baldan, appreciated the online public service that imposed throughout the land office in West Java. Ferry Mursidan Baldan, at the inaugurating the online land services in all district cities in West Java on Sunday, July the 5th in Bandung, said his office serves people for 7 days, including Saturday, Sunday, and national public holidays. According to him, to implement the online program, besides the advanced technology, the database should be strengthened to provide the services by online.
Online
is not only about the sophisticated IT devices, but the important thing is the database, the strength of our database then that can provide the online services. When people in Bandung or in Cianjur want to take care of land documents, but they are not there, the online services could help them. According to Ferry Murshidan Baldan, the online service is the development of holiday services or weekend service, the counter in shopping center, until the proactive services. Ferry said the innovation of land services should optimize the advances of information technology to accelerate the process of the services. Ferry Murshidan Baldan expects that all national land agency offices in district cities in Indonesia can implement the online public services. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, has issued letters of notification to all state institutions telling them to avoid accepting holiday gifts from any parties during the 8th holiday season, saying that such an act is against the law. KPK Gratification Director Giri Supradiono also told state officials not to use official vehicles for its homecoming. Giri said in a text message on Sunday. Giri also called on all government institutions, be it ministries, that Indonesian National Defense Forces, DNI, the police, the ministries, the Indonesian National Defense Forces, the Attorney General Office and other high-level institutions to forbid their officials to use official vehicles for personal uses. Giri considered that the use of official vehicles for the homecoming can create clashes of interests and can lower public trust to government officials or civil servants. In addition to official vehicles, he also called on all state officials not to receive gifts or gratuities during 8th holiday season. According to him, receiving funds or gifts can be categorized as grafts. Therefore, he hoped that internal supervisory units in every government institution, state-owned enterprises, and BUMD can monitor their officials. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The fire that wrecked at JW Skylark Terminal 2E Soekarno-Hatta Airport on Sunday, July 5th, has caused a number of flights delayed. Chief of Soekarno-Hatta Airport Police Senior Commissioner Patopoi said that the fire had come from an oven. Patopoi explained that the oven had been preheated for food. Initial investigation showed that the oven had been plugged in since 3 a.m., while the log had not been opened until 500 a.m. He added, luckily, there were no casualties in the incident. The rupiah interbank trade rate in Jakarta weakened by 32 basis points to 13,351 rupiah per US dollar from 13,319 per dollar in previous trading. Samuel Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said the rupiah weakened together with the majority of Asian currencies following the referendum in Greece. Rangga said, escorted by Antara News Agency, external pressure forced the rupiah to make corrections. Even though its impact on the Indonesian financial market was limited, it caused panic on the global market and rapidly sparked sell actions in the domestic market. According to him, the referendum result in Greece, which rejected proposals from that nation's creditors, would intensify liquidity crisis potential and could force Greece out of the Eurozone. Chief researcher of Monex Investindo Futures Ariston Chandra said that Greece would be one of financial market and investors are waiting for any I should say, would be one of the global financial market movers this week. This situation will have a negative effect on the financial market in countries with risk, including Indonesia. The last item, Investigation Coordinator of the Indonesian Corruption Watch, ICW, Febri Hendri, regretted the fact that a politician passed administration tasks in the selection of the head of Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. He said on Sunday, ICW knows that the House has been attacking KPK. Letting politician pass can mean that the attack will likely intensify. Previously, committee has announced 194 candidates passing administration selection. One of the names is Ahmad Yani from the United Development Party. Member of the selection committee, Natalia Subagio, said that the administration selection is the first step. There is still objective test, paper, profile assessment, interview, and track record investigation. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo rejects House Constituency Fund plan. National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia adds 5 extra flags after fire. Agrarian and Spatial Planning Minister praises online public service in West Java. That was the news.
Should elections be postponed? President Joko Widodo's wish that regional chief elections are to be carried out simultaneously at the end of 2015, as stated in the election law, would seem hard to come true. The government wants the elections remain to be held at the end of 2015 because most of the regions have set the budget for the elections in 2015. But the plan seems to be rather difficult to realize. The reason is diverse, ranging from a lack of budget until unpreparedness on the sides of the local government and the regional election commission. The postponement of the elections to 2016, as proposed by the Commission 2 of the House of Representatives, aims to have more regions joining the simultaneous election and so that the tenure of temporary regional chiefs becomes shorter. If the elections are forced still to be held in 2015, the number of regions that will participate is only 207, while if postponed, it can reach 271. As usual, whenever there is a political discourse, then there will always be pros and cons. Likewise, the discourse of the postponement of the simultaneous local elections. Chairman of PPP Political Party of Surabaya Congress Version, Roma Hurmuzi, does not agree with the insistence that the implementation of simultaneous local elections on December 9, 2015 should be delayed or postponed. According to him, it means having to change the election law. Changes in the election law will certainly take some time. Moreover, in a few days, the House will complete its session and enter into recess. Meanwhile, the stages of the election are about to start on July 26th, that is, the registration of prospective regional heads. So, theoretically, it is difficult to implement. The question is, will the simultaneous election still be held as planned? Some regions are not yet ready, mainly because of financial reasons and the unreadiness of the election commission and the competing parties. Maybe if only financial problems, the government could use reserve funds and may provide additional existing budget to districts that have not been prepared in a short time. But if the human resources and the equipment to be used for the election are not ready, then the discourse to delay the elections is probably not a bad idea. December is only less than 6 months from now. This means that the time is very short. Usually, everything done with minimal preparation will not produce optimal results. It should be remembered that the idea of simultaneous elections arose because of the desire to improve efficiency and produce better results. If the predicted result won't be as expected, the delay discourse needs to be considered. That was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet
at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener Mirikan with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on July 6, 1975, when Comoros gained its independence. The Comoro Islands, or Comoros, form an archipelago of volcanic islands situated off the southeast coast of Africa, to the east of Mozambique, and northwest of Madagascar. They are divided between the sovereign state of the Comoros and the French Overseas Department of Mayotte. The island of Bandu Geyser and the Glorioso Islands are sometimes included as part of the archipelago. In 1974, France organized a referendum for self-determination in the archipelago, in which the population, except in Mayotte, voted overwhelmingly in favor of independence. Following the unilateral declaration of independence in 1975, France maintained sovereignty over Mayotte. The three remaining islands formed the Etat Comorien, which later became the Federal Islamic Republic of the Comoro Islands. And the next event was in 1998 when Chek Lap Kok Airport has been commercially operational. Hong Kong International Airport is the main airport in Hong Kong. The airport is also colloquially known as Chek Lap Kok Airport to distinguish it from its predecessor, the closed Kai Tak Airport. The airport has been commercially operational since 1998, replacing the former Kai Tak Airport, and is an important regional transshipment center, passenger hub, and gateway for destinations in mainland China, with 45 destinations and the rest of Asia. The airport is the world's busiest cargo gateway and one of the world's busiest passenger airports. The Hong Kong International Airport is also home to one of the world's largest passenger terminal buildings. Hong Kong International Airport is one of the busiest airports in Asia. The airport is an important contributor to Hong Kong's economy, with approximately 65,000 employees. More than 100 airlines operate flights from the airport to over 180 cities across the globe. In 2014, Hong Kong International Airport handled 63.3 million passengers, making it the 10th busiest airport worldwide by passenger traffic. It also surpassed Memphis International Airport to become the world's busiest airport by cargo traffic. And the last important event in today's history was in 2007, when International Olympic Committee IOC members at the 119th IOC session in Guatemala City approved the creation of a youth version of the Olympic Games. The Youth Olympic Games, or YOG, is an international multi-sport event organized by the International Olympic Committee. The Games are held every 4 years in staggered summer and winter events consistent with the current Olympic Games format. The first summer version was held in Singapore from 14 to 26 August 2010, while the first winter version was held in Innsbruck, Austria from 13 to 22 January 2012. The age limitation of the athletes is 14 to 18. The idea of such an event was introduced by Johann Rosenzopf from Austria in 1998. On July 6, 2007, International Olympic Committee IOC members at the 119th IOC session in Guatemala City approved the creation of a youth version of the Olympic Games, with the intention of sharing the cost of the hosting the event between the IOC and the host city, whereas the traveling costs of athletes and coaches were to be paid by the IOC. These games will also feature cultural exchange programs and opportunities for participants to meet Olympic athletes. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on the benefits of Indonesia joining AIIB. Stay tuned. Last month, Indonesia became one of the founding countries of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, along with 57 other countries. Indonesia's participation was marked by the presence of the Minister of Finance, Bambang Brojonegoro, at the signing of the Articles of Agreement regarding the AIIB formation. AIIB was originally initiated by the President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping, during the summit meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC in Bali on October 2, 2013. It is a multilateral development bank designed to provide financial support for infrastructure development in Asia, both to government and private institutions. Indonesia is planning to invest up to $672.1 million to be paid within a period of 5 years. With that much capital, Indonesia has become the 8th largest investor there. An Indonesian economic observer, Ihsanuddin Nursi, to RRI recently in Jakarta commented that the government must understand more clearly about the various projects that can benefit Indonesia related to the involvement. If not, Indonesia will suffer great losses as a result of its participation as a member AIIB. Will this participation in AIIB benefit Indonesia? For me, once again, it is a matter of Indonesia's smartness in involving AIIB in Indonesian infrastructure development. So it means that it depends on what type of project is given to the ASEAN Development Bank and the World Bank and the types of projects to be given to AIIB concretely. If you give projects which involve the lives of many people, well, Indonesia will have to be wise and available for the exploitation as in the present case. You are being exploited by foreign powers so that you are helpless. In the face of normal volatility, there is no such thing as normal volatility. Moreover, according to Ihsanuddin Nursi, there is no other way for Indonesia except to take advantage of its involvement as an AIIB member. However, in the same time, Indonesia must have a clear attitude towards the Asian Development Bank and the World Bank. The case of the Greek economic collapse is an evidence of a country trampled by the forces of foreign investment. According to Ihsanuddin Nursi, Indonesia should learn from the experience of Greece that every project of people's interest given to a foreign investment would mean Indonesia is under the foreign power. Ihsanuddin Nursi asked the government to assert its position as a free and active political economy and not American nor Chinese-oriented, so that the dignity of the nation can be maintained and enforced. Meanwhile, on a different occasion, an economist from the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, Dr. Teddy Lesmana, to RRI World Service on Saturday in Jakarta said that with the AIIB existence, it is expected to provide interest rates much lower compared to those offered by other financial institutions. Establishment plan of infrastructure bank was initiated by China. This gets a pretty sharp attention from some countries that traditionally we know as supporters of international financial institutions that already exist, such as the World Bank, IMF, and others. For the interest itself, we do not yet know exactly how much the interest rate that will be applied by them. But obviously, since it is infrastructure development, the projects will be long-term ones, and of course it is expected that the level of interest rates is much softer than what is now offered by the World Bank. There are usually development loans that could be timed by for 20 to 30 years. Although Teddy Lesmana approves of the AIIB, he still asked the Indonesian government to keep using its own state budget for development projects. Because according to Teddy Lesmana, any debt will surely be bad for a long-term development. That was Focus from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here are our today's headlines taken from several dailies published in Jakarta, Monday, July 6, 2015. We start from Media Indonesia, which writes in its headline, Indonesian Economy Above the Greece. The effect of the Greek failure to pay 22 trillion rupiah debt to the IMF has already transmitted to the emerging market countries over the last 4 months. Indonesia is no exception. However, receiving an issue that the economic downturn in the state of the gods will spread to the country are simply excessive worries. It was the summary of some opinions of a number of economic observers submitted to the Media Indonesia Daily yesterday. An economic observer from Gajah Mada University, Tony Prasentiantono, believes the Indonesian economy will be far to follow Greece on the verge of bankruptcy. Tony continued, Indonesia could only take a lesson from Greece's economic crisis by maintaining fiscal stability. And we end today's headline with Business Indonesia Daily, which writes 48 regions request shares ration. A total of 48 provincial and local government in regencies and cities are in droves asking for the allotment of shares in the oil and gas blocks located in its territory. Commercial Director of Upstream Oil and Gas of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Siswanto Joko, said as many as 48 local provincial and district and municipal government asked ration in existing oil and gas blocks in its territory. The regions include East Kalimantan, Central Java, East Java, Madura, Ambon, Riau, Nanggroe Aceh Darussalam, North Sumatra, South Sumatra, and Jambi. The areas requesting the allotment of shares are joined in the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Regions. And listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to News in Brief. President Joko Widodo has rejected the proposed constituency plan endorsed by the House of Representatives, dashing lawmakers' hopes of additional sources of funding for their respective electoral districts. National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia said on Monday that it had prepared 5 additional flights for passengers caught in delays and cancellations following a fire at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport Terminal 2E on Sunday morning. Indonesian Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning, Head of National Land Agency, Ferry Mursidan Paldan, appreciated the online public service that imposed throughout the land office in West Java. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, has issued letters of notification to all state institutions telling them to avoid accepting holiday gifts from any parties during the Eid holiday season, saying that such an act is against the law. The fire that raged at JW Skylounge Terminal 2E, Soekarno-Hatta Airport on Sunday, July 5th, has caused a number of flights delayed. The rupiah interbank trade rate in Jakarta weakened by 32 basis points to 13,351 rupiah per US dollar from 13,319 per dollar in previous trading. Samuel Sekuritas economist Rangga Cipta said The rupiah weakened together with the majority of Asian currencies following the referendum in Greece. Investigation Coordinator of the Indonesian Corruption Watch, ICW, Febri Henry, regretted the fact that a politician passed administration tests in the selection of the head of Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. ICW knows that the House has been attacking KPK. Letting politician pass can mean that the attacks will likely intensify. Previously, committee has announced 194 candidates passing administration selection. That was news in brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I'll invite you to visit West Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, directly bordering the South Sea has given Polewali Mandar Regency in West Sulawesi Province many beautiful marine and natural tourist attractions. One of them is the Limbong Sitodo River. The Limbong Sitodo River is a natural bathing place which uses flowing water of the river as its source. It is located around 8 kilometers from Polewali, the capital city of Polewali Mandar Regency, West Sulawesi Province. The water of Limbong Sitodo River is so clear and cool. The water is from natural hillside springs. Along the river are stones and trees, making this tourism object so beautiful. While visiting the river, you can enjoy the great natural scenery. If you have good stamina and like adventure, you can try to visit the headwater of the river. At the headwater, you can find the Indo Ranuang waterfall, but to go to this waterfall is not easy. You have to climb as far as 4 kilometers to reach the Indo Ranuang waterfall. However, along the way you will see the beautiful panorama of Polewali City and the Mandar Bay. The waterfall is made from 3rd large stones of a height of 100 meters to 40 meters. You can go until you reach the peak of the waterfall, but you have to be careful because the stones are slippery. In addition to enjoy the sensation of soaking in Limbong Sitodong River, you can also visit the Mandar traditional village on the hillside around 5 kilometers from the Limbong Sitodong River. At the village, you will see how traditional people are still maintaining their culture, art and traditions. This village can be reached by using 4 or 2-wheeled vehicles. Arriving at the village, you will be welcomed by the traditional stage houses of the Mandar village. This village has abundant cocoa trees, fruit and vegetables. Farming is the village's main source of living. Listener, Limbong Sitodo River is located at Kunyi Village, Area Pisat District. To go to this village, you must pass through the Kunyi Village. From this village, you must walk around 4 until 5 kilometers to the Limbong Sitodo River. Limbong Sitodo tourism object is completed with good facility such as restroom, parking lots, and stalls. And for staying at night, you can stay in Polewali Mandar City. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Mengundang Anak Yatim Piatu, which in English means Inviting Orphans. Stay tuned. As As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly and you can repeat after me. Mengundang. Mengundang, which means to invite. Anak yatim piatu. Anak yatim piatu, which means orphan. Murid. Murid, which means student. Sekolah dasar. Sekolah dasar, which means elementary school. Buku tulis. Buku tulis, which means book. Buku gambar. Buku gambar, which means drawing book. Tempat pensil. Tempat pensil, which means pencil case. Pencil. Pencil, which means pencil. Karet penghapus. Karet penghapus, which means eraser. Pulpen. Pulpen. Pulpen, which means ballpoint or pen. Penggaris. Penggaris, which means ruler. Tas sekolah. Tas sekolah, which means school bag. Sarung. Sarung, which means sarong. Minuman. Minuman, which means beverages. Uang. Uang, which means money. Makanan. Makanan, which means food. Listener, now we give you an example of conversation entitled Mengundang Anak Yatim Piatu, or in English means inviting orphans. The conversation is between A. Anna and B. Annie at the office. A. Hari Minggu, kantor kita akan mengadakan buka puasa bersama. Hari Minggu, kantor kita akan mengadakan buka puasa bersama, which means on Sunday, our office will hold iftar or breaking the fast together. Selain itu, akan mengundang 100 orang anak yatim piatu antara 6 sampai 12 tahun. Selain itu, akan mengundang 100 orang anak yatim piatu antara 6 sampai 12 tahun. Which means, in addition, we will invite 100 orphans between 6 to 12 years. Tugas kita adalah membeli dan mempersiapkan hadiah untuk mereka. Tugas kita adalah membeli dan mempersiapkan hadiah untuk mereka, which means we have to buy and prepare gifts for them. B. Annie. Apa saja yang akan kita beli? Apa saja yang akan kita beli? Which means what would we buy for them? A. Anna. Karena mereka adalah murid sekolah dasar, maka kita akan membelikan. Karena mereka adalah murid sekolah dasar, maka kita akan membelikan. Which means, because they are elementary students, we are going to buy. Buku tulis. Buku tulis, which means book. Buku gambar. Buku gambar, which means drawing book. tempat pensil, tempat pensil, which means pencil case, pensil, pensil, which means pencil, karet penghapus, which means eraser, pulpen, pulpen, which means ballpoint or a pen, penggaris, penggaris, which means ruler, tas sekolah, which means school bag, sarung, sarung, which means sarong, minuman, minuman, which means beverages, dan uang, which means and money. B. Ani. Baiklah, mari kita berangkat. Baiklah, mari kita berangkat. Which means, all right, let's go. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome to Music Corner, a special segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. And in today's edition, I introduce you to an Indonesian woman keroncong singer, who was popular in the 1960s. She is Rita Jahara. Well, listener, now let's listen to a song entitled Bunga Anggrek by Rita Jahara. And here is the song.
Kembali, oh, kau.
Bunga Anggrek or Orchid is one of Keroncong's songs that composed by Ismail Marzuki. The song that was composed in 1939 is about love story that ended last happily. Bunga Anggrek or Orchid Flowers Blossom recalls the fond memories of the past. When a man and a woman sit together to enjoy the beauty of the orchid, which are blooming, at that time, a promise to be together for life and death was spoken. But now, the lover has gone with a new love. Listener, Rita Jahara is a singer and a talented movie star. Rita also enjoys playing footbolang. Listener, Rita Jahara was a singer and a talented movie star. Rita also enjoyed playing football and being a goalkeeper. Exercise activity had made her career in the film Wood was Faltered. Since the film Terror di Sulawesi Selatan in 1964, her career was more sparkle. The Singapore-born woman sought a fantastic act in a Macan Kemayoran film in 1965. Rita Jahara was an artist who was the same level with actors and actresses like Ratno Timur, Bambang Hermanto, Adi Irawan, and Rima Melati. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Kelap Kelip by Rita Jahara, and happy listening. Kelap Kelip song is a Betawi keroncong song sung by Rita Jahara. The lyrics of the song are delivered with style rhyme. It is about an idol awaiting the lover who has not yet returned. Although trying to forget, but the good memories nevertheless still remember. Rita Jahara died in Jakarta on March 8, 2007 at the age of 64 years, after almost 2 years of suffering a stroke. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Pasar Gambir and Dayung Sampan. Here are the songs.
Pasar Gambir, kota
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.